Now, Debbie, your work and my work correlate beautifully, and I hope that you can now share with the people some of the thoughts about how do you build these teams so that they can do innovation at The Verge better.
Well, it is, and I think it goes back to the fact that Joel and I bumped into each other at The Verge of our differences back in 2000, even though we met some time before that, working on this idea of differences. And I think it is really everything that has come from that started in that place where we started taking a look at the connection to leadership, to teams, to how we behave and operate, and particularly now, at this time in history, at this moment of all over the world, we're seeing dramatic reasons why the whole landscape for leadership has completely changed. One of the things that I've recognized is that we all have an opportunity every single day to influence someone or something. And so we can no longer kind of cop out and say, well, I don't want to be a leader. One of the points that I make in my book, and it was actually one that was questioned when I first wrote the book and it was being reviewed, I had someone say, well, everybody can't be a leader. I don't really believe that, because I think today, and just in, as you'll see in some of the behaviors and actions, is that we need everybody. We need all the differences coming together. And there are some really compelling reasons for that. One, not only are we seeing the unprecedented change and that the stakes are much higher, but the landscape for leadership stretches across cultures and all kinds of dimensions of difference. Leadership today is as local as us sitting at our desks and as far as technology will take us all over the world. And so it's a very different time. And when you think about the fact that, as Joel has presented, that differences play such a big role, that we all have to learn to look at differences in a very, very different way than we ever have before. And what I realized when we started working on this idea of innovation at The Verge is that there were a lot more differences. When we only say, let's put our differences aside, look at what we have in common, we're more alike than we're unlike. These are all wonderful, truthful ways of thinking that we still continue to want to be able to appreciate when we're together. When we only think that way, we diminish the differences that are there. And if you look at each one of us that are here today, there's 312 that are just online that we can see, and a whole bunch more that are calling in, and some we can't see. And in those differences, we all bring different perspectives on what we know. The reason why this is important is that organizations and individuals all over the world are recognizing that this is absolutely the fastest, most powerful accelerator, are these differences to generate new ideas, creative solutions to problems, executing strategies, and getting everybody involved in the process. In the handouts, you'll find a handout on five qualities, and I'm just going to speak very briefly. What I really wanted to do is invite Joel into this conversation, but I want to be able to have him tell you why these five qualities are so important. And I want to set the stage for them by saying I'm not suggesting that this is trendy or new. I'm not suggesting that you put away all the things that you already know. To take everything that's good about what you know about leadership and add these to your portfolio. The first one is that diversity is important as an organizational priority, and everybody always says, yeah, we do that. But do we really? And even if you're an organization of one, if you're an entrepreneur, are you looking for differences in the people that you work with? And what they bring to the table and who they are, where they came from? That's the question to ask. And Joel, maybe you can comment a little bit on why you think that is a priority.
Well, Debbie, the key to having successful innovations at The Verge is to have as much difference to draw upon as possible. And that's why your wheel is so important, because it says, how can we come in, you know, what's the V that we're trying to build? What are the two things we're trying to bring together? And so diversity isn't an end in itself. It is the inventory that allows you to do innovation at The Verge. So they're absolutely one-to-one correlated.
I also think this, the second one ties right into it, is once you have that as a priority, it means that you begin to interact and be with people in a different way. You're interested and curious about who they are, where they've been, what they do, what they have to offer. And Joel, what do you see in that, especially where you were talking about all the examples that you had? Now when you look at the individuals that are putting those differences to work, what would you see here about getting to know people and its role in helping you innovate?
Well, you know, this one is about not just getting to know their professional differences as well. You think about the avocations that people have that once you start doing innovation at The Verge become very important knowledge bases. And so you have to know your people more than just at the organizational level, just at the professional level, to actually know what they bring to bear in the puzzle. And this also speaks to that leadership issue too, Debbie. You know, one of the classic examples is the person who's on the maintenance team, who nobody looks to leadership, who happens to be the president of their 2,000-person church and is helping run the church. So differences, you find leadership in one place but not in another place, and that it's usually where they're doing things outside the standard, you know, what you know about them.
And maybe you can comment a little bit on the value of this rich communication for innovating at The Verge.
Well, I see two and three tied together, because the rich communication comes when I really know you. It's a much deeper, much more powerful conversation when I understand the spectrum of your experiences rather than just one or two. And I think that's where the richness comes from.
And then the last two, I think, really go together. One is this idea, and we certainly are seeing it all over the world and here in the United States, how personal responsibility really has to be a core value that we live by every single day in responsibility to our organizations, responsibility to each other, to our community, to creating a better world, and also this idea, which I actually was learned from you when we did the work on wealth, innovation, and diversity back in 2000, was that mutualism gives us a nice yardstick for profit-making products and services. Everyone benefits. And I would like to add to that, everyone and everything benefits in some way, and no one is harmed. And these, if you took these five qualities and were able to live these and practice them day to day, we would have a very different world, different organizations, different communities, just in getting into the practice of them.
I'd just like to do, just to sum up on four and five, because I think the word trust ties those two together. And the importance of being able to trust a leader to do what they're saying, that they have responsibility for everyone. And think about the trust that's embodied in the concept of mutualism, where we're all going to win. We're going to work on it till we all win. And I think, by the way, that's not easy. That takes a lot of leadership to make that happen. But it can be done, and when it's done, it empowers everyone in very significant ways.